This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have you with me. My name's Simon Smart, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Well, everyone loves a good present at Christmas time. They can be practical, socks and tea towels, that sort of thing, extravagant, a new TV, a trip to Hawaii, something of that nature, or charitable, your gift has supplied clean, drinkable water for a community. Gifts can be amazing, they can be unexpected, but also, let's be honest, recycled and returned. But in any case, we love receiving them. We surveyed a couple of people when we were out in the streets of Sydney, and we asked them what they think makes a good Christmas present.
Something considered. It not only shows that you're thinking of the person, you're thinking of something that's appropriate to them.
Something made.
I'm personally a fan of clothes.
Just the whole family being together.
It's what you can give to someone from your heart, not from your pocket.
Or food. Food generally works quite well.
I don't know, I've never got one.
I really don't know. I haven't bothered about Christmas for a great number of years.
Something shiny.
Something maybe over $100.
Something which is a little bit of a luxury, but they haven't bothered to buy it themselves because it's too much of an indulgence. That makes a good Christmas gift.
What do you reckon, Justine? What does make a good gift?
Well, I agree with the people who said that a good gift is something that has taken a bit of thought. In this case, it doesn't have to be expensive or extravagant, but if it has a good story attached to it, or if you can think of a good story about that you can attach to it, then this can turn a little gift into something quite meaningful. And I think I also think that the best gifts show that you've been paying attention. So you might have this throwaway, you know, comment about how you'd like to read this book, or you know, you were interested in following up this TV show or something, and that person has mentally filed that comment away and found a gift, like, you know, the book that you wanted or the DVD box set. That's nice. I like that.
So subtle hints are good time. Good at this.
No,
time
they're not
of year.
Subtle at all. They're no. Just throwaway comments, no. And people have just picked it up and run with it.
My
great.
Kids are writing out their list and that sort of stuff. Speaking of gifts at Christmas time, normally brings up thoughts of Santa Claus, at least for children anyway. Many of us love the idea of Santa. He's the, you know, the jolly guy who just loves handing out gifts. But in our culture, at least, we also seem to be more focused on receiving gifts than giving them. But where does that concept of gift giving come from?
Well, the figure of Santa Claus is actually based on a real guy called Saint Nicholas, and he's this 4th century Turkish bishop who was quite wealthy, but he gave gifts to the poor. He was actually famed for his generosity, and it's because he took seriously Christ's message that you needed to meet the needs of the poor among you. Now, Saint Nicholas was really focused on fulfilling specific needs. I know that for myself. There's a huge difference between what I want, you know, new trip, etc., to overseas, and what I need, which is a couple of casserole dishes for the kitchen. So on the whole, we do seem more obsessed with spoiling people nowadays, but I guess that's what happens when you live in a prosperous culture like we have in the West.
It's sometimes said that the true spirit of Christmas is in giving rather than receiving, but what do you think about that?
I think it's a great message to keep in mind that Christmas is about giving rather than receiving. Our culture encourages us to focus on ourselves most of the time, so it's great to hear a different message that can get us to think about other people. And really, this should be the case any time of the year, not just Christmas.
It's good practice, right, to get the joy of giving to someone else. There's also something to be said for receiving gifts, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. We are really self-sufficient as individuals within our Western culture, and I think we take pride in looking after ourselves and not overly relying on other people. But I think Christmas provides a great opportunity to receive, to be reminded that we're in community with other people and that we need to have people love and care for us.
It sounds like you're arguing that this is pretty positive for people who, like us, are used to relying on our own initiative and skill and doing it all ourselves.
Absolutely. And also, an emphasis on receiving at Christmas time is a really good way to echo the Christian message, which is that God has given his son Jesus to us so that we can receive that gift of love. So Christmas is not only about giving, but also receiving not only gifts, but God's love as well.
Well, Justine, that's the last Life and Faith for this year, but we'll be returning again next year in a slightly different format, a bit longer, and we look forward to bringing that to you in 2012.
Have a great Christmas.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.